what it is. I gotta go. Got my money changed, but you still there, laying down, paying the lawyer. Break it down, back it up. I just got you a flight, a couple down, don't gas me up. And now you think the world is in your hands, you're acting up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a hump day, baby, and I love a little Wednesday action. It was nasty last night. Nasty if you took the dead gum. Spurs and the under and Victor Wembanyama and blocks and Denny over 20. And under. Man, little five-gamer parlay action. 177 brought me back good 1,500. Whoop! Oh, there it is. Plus, I had a little good love in baseball. Remember, man, we had the Yankees and Miami Marlins over. Took the under last night. Yankees couldn't hit nothing. I mean, not the Yankees, the Dodgers, sorry. The Dodgers and the Marlins. We had the over 7.5 night one, remember?
Yes.
Last night, we go under. And it was the Marlins who actually won. Shohei gave up two runs. One of them was on an unearned run, stupid error, and then sack fly. But, yeah, man, Dodgers lost to the Marlins last night, and we got that under easily, baby. Easy. I did get scared, though, in the bottom of the ninth. I was like, "Don't, Dodgers, please don't tie this up. Go into overtime, and then y'all start scoring a run each inning." You know what I mean? Like, that. I've had that happen, and I'm like, no. I got in the under. 8.5, and it was 2-2. It was 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. It tied it. And then all kinds of craziness happens, and then you cry. But no crying last night. We won a lot of games. And we got to talk about a lot of teams and a lot of styles of play. And we're going to have a lot of fun today because we're even going to get into some baseball at 12 o'clock with Jorge.
Yes, sir.
Jorge.
Hey, he about ready to fire his manager.
My man Tito just had a birthday too, y'all.
Yeah, he did a couple weeks ago.
Man, we'll give him a little happy birthday action. And today's Big Shots.
Oh, Trav. Shout out to
today's Trav's?
Yeah, today's Trav's birthday.
Man, Trav, happy birthday. That was, yeah, everybody's like, man.
And Coach Les on Friday.
I just don't know why everybody's not born around like my birthday on September 1st. I'm 901 day because I was conceived on New Year's Eve. I was born to party, baby. Memphis, man.
We got about 5 dudes that's down with our scene collective this April, early May babies. Aries, Taurus dudes. Big Shot Run, Trav. My guy Cat 5, Josh Storms, had a birthday the other day. Jorge! Coach Les this Friday. So that's 5, right?
That's
there.
Usually what hey, I say right? On Taco Tuesdays. Jorge! After a couple of tequilas and cerveza.
You're going to Los Cabos, right?
I'm doing Serve Restaurant Bar and Cantina on Tuesday night. You know, you got DJ Q who's over there on Tuesday nights. They got a happy hour 5 to 8, bro. They be like tearing it up on Serve Restaurant Bar and Cantina. Like $3 tacos, $5 tequilas, $5 margaritas.
Matt Hale just texted and said, "You literally just said a baseball game going into overtime, bro. Not extra innings.
Extra innings, I'm sorry. Overtime. I've been watching a lot of NBA, Matt Hale, and you are right, and I mess up everything, okay? My brain doesn't work very well."
He was watching, too.
Oh, yeah, me and him actually went and worked out yesterday, man. I'm sore as hell today.
I ain't going to gym with y'all, man. Y'all ain't finna be Hans and Franz with me talking about pumping me up.
But I'll tell you, if you want to get pumped up and if you want to bang, if you know what I'm saying, are you ready to bang? Bangers Pickleball in South Haven is now open with 10 courts, a restaurant, 3 bars, new pickleball. Are you new to pickleball? This is all brand new. It's indoors, peeps. So, you know, when that flood was going down, you could have been in a bar, a restaurant. You could have been at Bangers playing pickleball. It's so much damn fun. Have you ever played?
Yeah, you ever think that the Blazers owner who started pickleball.com, you think he'll be there?
Damn, I didn't even know he did that. Yeah. He started that? What a genius.
You think Damon Jones going
to
be there?
Man, pickleball, I used to, you know, I told y'all, like, this is the craziest story. You know, like, 5 years ago, I went down to Florida, and, of course, we get a little place that we're staying in, and it was wonderful. And I like to get the first floor. Because you don't have to go down a million steps, take all your luggage and all that BS, and you go right out to the beach, man. Like, you got your little balcony where our girl got kicked out over at Indigo. Remember Katrina who was banging on her balcony? Well, you can just walk out your balcony and go straight to the beach.
Shout out to Katrina.
Katrina, I know you need a place to live, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be too hard for you to find one, because it seems like you got a lot of gentlemen fellers who like to come over to your porch.
Shout out, apply for another Indigo property.
Yeah. Dude, by the way, right now we do know there is a available apartment at Indigo Apartments. Right. Reach out to their residential management, and if you can get her place and you don't bang on your condo, you're going to be like the best resident in there. Yeah. They're going to be like grateful.
You actually might win resident of the month.
But speaking of banging and like Bangers Pickleball, if you haven't played the game, it's fun. And if you're new to like pickleball, there's no problem. You can take a free Bangers 101 class to learn how to play the game. Me and Matt Hale play it all the time. You going to come play with us this year?
I might.
I got 3 weeks before I can start running.
I might give y'all a set. I'm more of a shorty ball guy, though, John.
I know. You can shoot the hoops, and you love that 8-foot goal with the women's basketball.
And don't I don't
you?
Even want to shoot. I just want to pass the ball to y'all.
Man, just like Wimby last night, didn't even want to
like
shoot.
Get assists.
Just like playing great.
Yeah, a little Rondo action.
Team basketball last night.
I can't be Stockton. Stockton shorts, it was too short.
Well,
Rondo more my speed.
Last thing about Bangers is there's no memberships required. Bangers even has events for those who don't like pickleball. Like if your girl likes Mahjong, they got trivia, they got whiskey and wine tastings. Bangers Pickleball has it all the rage, all the fun, all for you. So please dink responsibly at Bangers Pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane, South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang! I love that. Hey, girl, you want to bang?
Joel Embiid was banging last night.
Wimby was playing team basketball, didn't want to shoot. He was just swatting everybody's ish.
That thing like Anthony Davis at Kentucky.
Dude, that was nasty last night. Like, we saw some really good basketball. And then, by the way, the Knicks beat the brakes off the Hawks last night.
Yeah.
What'd they find last night? I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't pay much attention to that game. I couldn't bet on it. I couldn't get into it either.
When they got about the second quarter, the Knicks.
Once the halftime of the Celtics was over and I went back to watch that absolute disaster and I screamed at the television. Jay Ham tells me Joe Mazzulla is at G, one of the greatest coaches in the world, but Derek White just stays in the same place. They don't ever run any motion. Other homies in the same place. It's give the ball to Tatum and let him just go and drive, 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 or give the ball to Brown and let him drive, 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 and both of them are brick, 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 brick. Like, dude, watching the ball movement of the Spurs, watching the ball movement.
Can't shoot the ball for him.
Dude, I'm just saying, passing the basketball is still part of basketball.
Absolutely.
Setting a screen is still part of basketball.
You know
and
what
the Celtics
do?
Sat there and shot themselves out of the game and watched Joel Embiid.
Who they could not guard.
And they could not guard him, and he decided, I'm not shooting any threes. They can't guard me, so I'm just going to go down on that block, and I'm going to eat all damn night. And he went down there, and he ate.
Like, I got a meal. Let me get that. Whoever was on a Vucevic meal got him meat.
Well, the first half, he was shooting those threes, and he couldn't hit one to save his damn life, and decided the
Quater,
second half, screw that.
Quater, give it to him.
He's
potatoes.
He's only showed what I've been saying all year about them, is that after they got rid of Horford, they don't have seasoned big men that could know how to guard Embiid.
Abso-damn-lutely. They're just also lucky that he had, an appendectomy or something?
Like 3 weeks
like
ago.
9 days ago, I think, or something. I'm not joking. I know this dude's crazy.
Right before the
playoffs started, he had, an appendectomy, man. I'm like, damn, bro.
I didn't think he was going to play.
I didn't either.
You know, because
first game, he looked slow because his first game coming back after an appendectomy.
When it happened with OG Anunoby right before the playoffs when they won in Toronto, OG didn't went active no more until the finals, and he still didn't play.
True.
He was back, but he didn't play.
The one thing is, as bad as they shot the three-point, I mean, they shot 36%, 15 of 42, but in the second half, they hit some huge threes, the 76ers against the Celtics.
Who's ever hit the most threes in that series has been the winner of those games.
That's why, the Celtics were
11-39.
Thank you.
Yeah. 11-39.
I was like, damn it. Once I read these things and just do my scribble, it sticks.
It's the 11 part stood out because they missed 14 two-pointers in the fourth quarter. An 11-point fourth quarter with guys not shooting three, trying to attack. But like you said, it was no ball movement. There was no player movement, you know, that comes with it that makes the defense shake and move around. Philly played great defense. That one possession where my man Grimes, who had a great game. It's also been somebody else to step up for Philly, whether it been Edgecombe in game two last night with my man Grimes knocking down the big
Quentin Grimes, bro. Grimes,
and then he locked up Jaylen Brown on one.
And by the way, also his three-pointers, again, like, were huge.
Yeah, that's where we at. And when it comes to that, it's make or miss.
But Philly has bad offensive rotation because they got too many people that – They wait for the ball to play iso ball because that's their game.
They can do the same. Right. Ball can go iso. Tyrese Maxey can go iso.
Let's be
DJ
real.
Can go iso when needed.
So they don't move around on offense like
Grimes
that. They wait for that ball to get in their hand so they can go one-on-one.
Kelly, I mean, you're talking about two teams that did way too much what I call iso basketball.
Yeah.
The same, Mike, you ain't nobody on those teams. I don't care. Embiid's great. Don't get me wrong. They ain't Michael. This ain't the same defense as you're allowed to play. You're allowed to play kind of almost the zone. I mean, it's a different world we live in.
Well,
and
we
yes,
talk
I,
about
I'm just
defenses,
saying.
That's another. Topic.
Listen, let me just tell you a little. Before I went into this, here's what I'm saying. I watched the Celtics, and what have I been saying since the series started? If they make their threes, they are going to look amazing. If they miss them, they look like ass because they have no second play. They have one play.
I'm going to add to that. Also, when they missing them, their attention to detail on defense
definitely suffers.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they're out of whack at that point. That's just their identity. This is
I know.
Like,
I mean, how can they have an 11-point fourth quarter at home in a closeout game? Damn,
you
son.
What I'm saying? This is what me and Isaac was saying last week. Like, they ain't going to change that.
I mean, what were they, up seven? They were up seven, I believe, at half.
Something like that. Then about a
And they lost by 16.
And by the time it started the fourth quarter, they were down one.
They got outscored by 17 points in the fourth freaking quarter at home, bro.
They could not make a bucket.
Because they also never changed anything. And that's what I was trying to ask you. Is Joe really that great?
Joe really that great, but at the same time, check this out, John. Some coaches, the greatest coaches, especially with basketball, them the most stubborn MFs.
How come
ever.
I never saw anything drawn up where they got an easy bucket?
Stubborn.
Just want to stick to their guns.
When you know
we're
going to
make the threes, make the threes,
you know
make
the
threes.
Who's the most notorious of that?
Especially after winning the championship.
Yeah. You know who's the most notorious for that?
Rick Pitino.
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley. That's what I meant. Did I say Rick?
He's the most.
I meant Slick.
He is too.
Rick Pitino, yes, but I meant Pat Riley.
Coach K, Rick Pitino, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson. To a degree, yeah, definitely feel all of them.
Trying on two.
What Jared just said, especially when you win a championship. And my boy MJ, shout out to Myron Jenkins, he pointed this out years ago. Like, championships, especially in this league, they can really make a fool out of a team that win them because you get sucked into the way that you're doing it and it's working, even when it ain't working no more. Look at Golden State. They still playing the same way. You know why they still playing the same way? Because they still got number 30. And it's like, we going to either go totally different and go away from 30, but then why we go away from 30 when we still selling tickets?
We got an NBA problem, by the way, kids, boys and girls.
We always got a problem with the NBA.
No, here's the problem. What I'm saying is,
I'm rocking. Yeah.
There are two teams in the NBA.
That's actually a good thing.
That have two really young superstars and young-ass talent around them. And guess what? They all like each other. They all play team basketball. We watched Victor Wembanyama take one shot in the first half. His whole identity was, I'm playing defense. I'm blocking shots. I am not letting them get in the paint. I'm making them settle. I'm making Robert Williams settle for three-pointers. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you – Denny, come on up in here and let me block you. Mm-hmm. Come on in here, Drew Holiday, again, when you think you got that easy layup, and I somehow go-go gadget arm from the three-pointer and block the damn thing.
And then he blocked Kamari Poster like he was going to actually get that off.
Like,
come
no
on,
kidding. That was –
But that's how they won the game, because if you go and look at the stats, the shooting is pretty much equal.
Yeah.
Bro, Embiid –
Free throws were equal. It was them.
It was the defensive possession
from De'Aaron Fox.
Yep,
and it was the blocks.
Facts.
The eight blocks.
Preach, young fella.
Because when you look at the shooting, that shooting was pretty much the same.
Pretty much same.
Spurs had 12 threes. They had 11.
You just got that impact guy,
right? And to be honest, the glue is—I mean, not the glue. The key is De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Especially on the offensive
line. I don't know, man. I kind of get what he's saying. Stephon Castle's also becoming one of my favorite players.
I like
and he
him
did foul
the,
out.
I like
but what
him
I'm talking about,
side.
His pace is something that I can't believe how young this fellow is. Like, you don't see
it's impressive from a young kid.
He can do everything. There's nothing he doesn't do good. And then you have a superstar in De'Aaron Fox. You have a freaking eraser in Victor Wembanyama, who should be, I think, the damn player of the year. Like, this dude's just sick.
This is why, when you mentioned this is a problem, this is why I said this is why it's a good thing, John.
Because
this
other teams are going to recognize. Hopefully they'll start realizing. When five dudes share the basketball. Did you see, in all honesty, though, it was an outlet. I can't even remember who it was. Man, could it might have been. He could have gone up for the dunk instead of the touch pass back to his. I can't even remember it. And of course, then he dunks it and gets fouled, and it turns into a 3-point play.
It was Vassell, I think Kelvin Johnson, and
yeah, he was standing in the block. I can't either. I just
break. I know what you're talking about.
All I know is I said
a couple of the most unselfish players.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Look how unselfish this team is, and look how they're rewarded. And by the way, it's amazing when you move the basketballs the way they do, how many open shots. And then the other thing is, when you're hitting open shots and you're moving the basketball around and getting up and down the court as fast as they do, is because, man, they get that ball to Wimby. Sometimes when the team will score, they'll get a quick rebound, and he'll get a rebound. He kicks that junt so fast, and when he kicks out, he's halfway down the court. The next pass is usually some dude, and when he catches it, you know how you have to always stop the ball. What is the thing that I always bitch about in the NCAA tournament that drives me crazy at the end of the game? You will see a team play great basketball the whole game, and at the very end, they won't stop the dude with the ball. They don't stop
they
the
won't
ball.
Stop the
and he goes to the rack, and in one shining moment, boom, and then the other team's crying. But you'll see it over and over in college basketball. But they were stopping the ball, but the Spurs, they weren't getting stopped by Portland. They were confused. They were looking at shooters. They had their guards confused on which way to go. And then all of a sudden, it's opening up easy buckets. My man's coming in there dunking all up in people's face. Dylan Harper was dunking on people's faces.
That's who it was on that break.
It was Dylan Harper, wasn't it?
That's who it was.
Man, he even got 26 minutes last night because he was playing so unselfish and such good team basketball. Still found 17 points.
But the defensive unawareness comes from fatigue. And to be honest, that's why Stephen Castle fouled out. So the Spurs going forward, like I was telling Darian, if they want to have a fighting chance against the Thunder, the coach needs to work on his rotations. Because I saw that the tireder they got during some of those plays and motions and sets, they made stupid decisions on defense.
And they still will because they're still young.
That and then that's kind of part of just the playoff growth and playoff stress that come with it. But at the same time,
and then Champagne Poppy Jr. was freaking popping bottles last night. Where the hell did that come from?
He's been doing that all year,
dude. I didn't know he was doing it like that, man. That first half, he was hotter than a firecracker. Did he even miss a shot in the first quarter?
No, he didn't. He cracking though.
Three in your face. I had the under. Remember to the under. And by the way, when it went up to 220.8 and a half, and then I even went up all the way up to 229.5. But that's when I grabbed it big money last night. And did you see how it barely got even over like 200 points? Oh, no, it got 209.
Everything that you just said about the Spurs, though, this is why, if you're just a basketball fan, this is
it's
why
a good thing.
This is why you're rooting for them to win a championship.
Well, I mean, or Oklahoma City, doesn't matter.
With Oklahoma City.
They had a YouTube to pop the champagne. Yeah. Speaking of champagne,
they don't know that they don't know any better.
What is how do they really say his last name? Champagne. Man, Champagne screws me up because it isn't Champagne.
I just called him Champagne.
Champagne.
So he popped the three. He popped champagne.
Popping them bottles.
He get down
on
defensively.
Since I can't remember,
too,
I've been popping them bottles.
Yeah, he get down defensively too, though, man.
Dude, he's also a 6'7" forward that can run like a deer.
Yeah, they just that's the unit.
The funny thing is like he's like one of the smaller forwards when you think about it. But when you got an eraser like 7'6" Victor Wembanyama, like. You can have an athletic dude who can run and do everything. Yeah. And by the way, Victor can, I hope the people who are now watching the playoffs that don't watch the regular season are now seeing why this guy is such a freak. He can dribble the basketball as good as anybody. He doesn't need to shoot, but when he shoots, he still leads the team in scoring at 17, when I didn't even feel like he was trying to score last night, you know?
He wasn't. He was just taking what was given.
What's today?
Wednesday.
That means we got Dustin Starr to talk a little bit of wrestling, so hopefully my good buddy. Oh, my gosh. I forgot his name. No, Jay Morgan. My former producer, sorry. I just had a brain fart. I want my former producer to be happy because I know he always tunes in, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. And by the way, Gabe Kuhn texted me, and he probably thinks that I'm an a-hole. If by any chance you're listening, Gabe, I saw your text yesterday, and I saw that you sent it Saturday night late. I will respond eventually. I apologize. I still love you. He knows me. I'm the worst at responding on a phone than anybody. You know, it's a good thing I'm not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would never answer my phone.
All right.
That'd be bad for business.
People would be quite upset with you.
It's a good thing I don't work for AT&T or Verizon either. Or a receptionist. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say receptionist now?
I don't see why we weren't before.
I mean, I know that somebody said when I said secretary the other day, they were like, you don't call them secretaries. They're administrative assistants.
That's a secretary.
I said, what are you talking about, man? She wears a skirt. I call him a secretary. If it's Jay Ham, I call him a Huck. I'm back in two shakes, y'all. We got to talk a little wrestling. I got MLB at 12. We got Hardenwood because it feels so good. I got bets. And what's the dude's name?
Zach Bryan.
Is that the tickets I'm trying to give away?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I wasn't very clear that this was in Starkville, Mississippi.
Davis Wade Stadium, I almost said. Yeah. Stadium at Duke as opposed to Mississippi State.
So the person that won yesterday was like, oh, well, damn, bro, I can't go down to Starkville.
Yeah.
So I have still a pair of Zach Bryan tickets. Send me something that makes me laugh. I'll use it on Hardenwood. You'll win the tickets. And I'll even text you back before, but listen, it's in Stark, Vegas. That's Starkville, Mississippi. It's not here in Memphis, okay? River Beats here.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's 45 minutes to Oxford. I haven't been to Starkville in so long, I can't even remember.
I would say add another hour to that 45.
Dude, it's free. Zach Bryan tickets. Yeah. Let me know. Hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line. Life's too short for ordinary jewelry. 901-360-8255. I'm back in two shakes. I'm hanging out right now with Jay Ham. Man, Jared's been talking hoops. I love this. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Let Bryant Dacus and Brett Norsworthy take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Unlock your
back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Watch this. Just watch him, Joe. Watch this. He ain't done it yet. Watch it.
He's in it. Is everybody driving down the road knows every word? I know my friend Dustin Starr does.
I say this. When you can get a minimum of 20,000 people to all go, whoa, at the same time.
Yeah, that would get you a little pumped up.
It's fly.
If you could get them all to flash you, too, that would be fly.
The minimum.
I got to come up with that move.
The minimum of 20,000. So at WrestleMania when he does it, it's 75,000 people. I go, whoa!
Now, who is who?
That's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, that's Cody Rhodes? Is that the sharp-dressed dude on ESPN?
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes' kid.
Damn, that dude was the dude, Dusty Rhodes caught with a little lisp.
He got the same lisp that Dusty got.
Man, you took the most important part. You got the black wife.
He got a black wife. Fine black wife, too.
You know what? He's going to have to use the same dye as daddy's doing if he wants that white-ass hair, because you know he's dying that ish.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Shout out to Sapphire. His dad loved him some Sapphire. Ain't that right?
Get a little bit of... He always let that chocolate milk in the morning.
One part about it, his mom is Cuban.
Really?
Yeah.
How the hell, man? Cuban? Oh, I got my man Dustin Starr. He can
Dustin
help
Brown
me.
Can answer that one for you.
Dustin Starr is a genius. Y'all know him. He's the man of Memphis. If you haven't seen him, then you don't go anywhere. You've been stuck in your house. And if you've been stuck in your house, you've probably been at Town Village Audubon Park because it's the greatest place to retire. It's a retirement place. Did you know I'm going to be out there on Friday? Town Village Audubon Park. It is 55 and older, and it is like I'm ready. I'm not joking with y'all. When I'm 55, I'm moving in. Like, they got three bars, restaurants, a barista, breakfast joint, indoor pool, outdoor pool. Yeah, man, they got little baristas. Man. You know the chicks that make them coffees? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, dude. Like, this is living large. Go to Town Village, by the way, Audubon Park. Check it out. Come see me on Friday, man. I think... I don't know if this is like a thing where you invite a bunch of people, actually.
What are you doing on Friday?
55 and older. Oh, you know, they bring me out there every year. I've been doing this for like a decade.
You're not 55, though. So you, what are you?
Oh, I go out there and I'm already putting in my number on the ladies out there and letting them know I'll be here in a quick 7 years. I tell the guy who's the pickleball champ now, get ready. You're the pickleball chump in 5-7 years, bruh. Because I'm coming.
You're getting them ready. You're getting them ready for when you are old enough to go.
Mm-hmm.
You already got the trash talk going. I got you.
I'm ready, man. It's kind of like now I realize I do like wrestling.
Yeah, you do.
Because I love ish talk. I just didn't realize. Well, because you know what it was? And it's kind of sad that I'm about to say this. My
Charlotte Flair?
No, what broke my heart in wrestling is my dad paid for the first pay-per-view for WrestleMania. And then when the second WrestleMania came around, and it was this time, it was probably like $20 or something. My dad looked at me and said, "You think I'm going to pay $20 so you can watch some stupid fake ass stuff and all this stuff to me?" Yeah, he broke my heart because he was cheap.
I remember them 1995.
He made me like cry as a kid, and I was like, "No, it's real, yeah."
Just trying to watch some wrestling too, man. Come on,
he crushed me,
Come on,
man.
Pops.
He crushed me. You know, my mom's super sweet. You met her; she's an angel.
Yeah,
my dad. You know where I get it, the bad part of me.
I was going to say, she'd definitely buy you the pay-per-view, for sure.
She would have, but, you know, she also would listen to Dad, because that was a different day back then.
Check your
ticks. I got you. Yeah, I got you. All right.
But
well,
no.
I'm playing Daddy today all day. I play Daddy every day, but, like, it's a little different. Maria went out of town for a couple days, so I'm juggling a 1-year-old, a 5-year-old, and then I've got a 16-year-old in the house, and then there's a 65-year-old that I have to watch more than anybody. So your boy is editing video and watching the house and making sure that everybody survives the next couple of days, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, I'm going to pray for you, bro. It's been at this age, my grandkids stayed for a weekend, and I had fun on Friday. I had fun till about 12 o'clock on Saturday when the game started, and I wanted to gamble. And they wouldn't leave me alone. I was like, Lord, when are they going to pick these kids up?
Well, so Rowan, you know, me and Maria work at home, so Rowan's roaming around. And, of course, she doesn't get up and come to me and mess with me until I get on the phone with you guys. So that's how they work. They know when you're busy. They know when you've got something going on where, you know, you kind of have to have undivided attention. You're like, nope, not today. Like, now she's destroying a brand new pack of baby wipes. And I'm just going to let her do it because she's cool. She's being cool right now.
Yeah, as long as, like, you know, they're baby wipes, you know, those things are safe.
They are,
you can't
wipes.
Hurt yourself. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, go to town, kiddo. Dustin, right. Everybody knows you from everywhere, like Redbirds, from the Grizz, from Memphis Tiger football games.
Ooh.
And also, you brought back, like I said, you brought wrestling back to Memphis, Tennessee. You're back on Channel 5. You're doing all kinds of great stuff down at the Wrestle Center. And you've been doing a lot of great stuff around the community. What have you, like, before we get into some fun stuff, what's going on with you right now? Because I know you've been pretty busy.
Yes. Well, I mean, anytime that I'm not doing a game or something, I'm trying to spend time with the family, get those brownie points up.
Try not to get
house heat. We call it house heat. If you stay gone too long, your wife's mad at you, and it just, you know, it sucks. So at this point, I do not have a baseball game scheduled with the Redbirds until June. And so I've got all of May to just get ready for June, I guess. Uh-oh.
Dang, that's kind of
so
nice.
So that's what I'm doing right now. But I do, I am all caught up with, we've got some new events that we're going to put on sale later this week. We've got... Actually, I'll just go ahead and say it. We're going to make our first appearance in Jackson, Tennessee. We'll be back at Ghost River Brewing Company on Main Street coming up. So we'll be announcing these to where people can buy tickets and tell you exactly what's going on. But right now, we're just gearing up because it's going to be busy. Fair season, baseball season.
And then
Dyer County Fair, Mid-South Fair. There's a lot going on. So
Now, how did my man, Handsome Jimmy, do?
Well, he's this weekend. So, Handsome Jimmy.
Oh, this weekend?
Actually, I want to say he's 83 years old, and he just said he had his final match over last weekend. So, he actually wrestled last weekend at 83 years old.
Bro.
He beat Ric Flair. Ric Flair was 73.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm so
I didn't see
sore.
The match, and I can only imagine, but it had to have been fun. You know,
it was better than Flair last match, too.
I literally thought Flair was going to die.
Right.
Legit. I mean, he looked, if you go back and watch, it's very scary. And I think he did lose consciousness. I think after the match, he fessed up and said he did lose consciousness at one point. But anyway, Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant, 83 years old. He was in the ring wrestling over the weekend. This weekend, on Sunday, May the 3rd, he's going to be back in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid or anything like that. This is coming directly from Handsome Jimbo. He's going to be in Tupelo on May 2nd.
So
that's
yeah.
Friday. That's Saturday, right? He said that's going to be his last appearance ever in Mississippi.
My grandkids are going to it.
He said. So he's setting up for your grandkids are going to Tupelo Com?
Yeah, they're going to go to Tupelo Com and see.
Very cool.
Yeah, I told him about it. I'm like, hell yeah. They're like, my daughter was like, thank you. You got something great for us to do on a beautiful.
Nice. I will be there as well. So I'll be there with the Memphis Wrestling Table. I think I've got a spot on the show as well. And then the very next day on Sunday, he's coming to Memphis. And hopefully it's not his final trip in Memphis because I do plan to keep bringing Jimmy, Jimmy Valiant back as long as he can come back. So, but again, Jimmy's saying this might be his last appearance. So come check him out and see him. I remember seeing him at Big South Coliseum.
Are there any tickets left for this Sunday?
Actually, there are some tickets. I just released a couple of extra tickets on the website. So you can go and there might be a couple of ringside seats, but really every seat is a ringside seat. If you've ever been to the Wrestle Center, there's not a bad spot in the joint, man. You're so close, it feels like you're in the action sometimes.
So get your tickets. Just go to Memphis Wrestle TV, MemphisWrestling.tv. Is that it?
That's it, brother.
Look at me, man. My memory, brain don't fail me now. the other thing I wanted to ask you, don't you have some crazy kids camp coming up too, though, for all the parents out there who just can't wait to get their kids out the house for a little bit this summer?
Yes, we are. That's I think towards the end of July.
How old do you have to be?
Well, now typically the kids are going to be around 10. I would say if the average is probably 6 to 10, but we have had 12-year-olds. I think we even have a 13-year-old at one point that's just a big wrestling fan, and really a 13-year-old is kind of like, hey, I'm waiting till I can come in here and train for real. So they're so close. We have a couple of 16-year-olds training with us right now. One of them is 6'4".
Dang.
At 16, 17 years old. So, I mean, you can only imagine how big that guy's going to get. But, yeah, we do have the kids' camp. It's coming up in July. You can enroll now. There's also a feature where you can order a kids' camp champ belt. It's like a little kid-sized championship belt. It's the real deal, like the one we use. You say the real deal Holyfield, like the one we use on TV. It's just a kid size, which is super cool. So
that
all that's on
Dude, they'll be wearing that around the house naked all day.
I don't know about naked, but...
Man, y'all know those kids that don't like to keep their clothes on? Like, did you never have one of those?
Gotcha. Yeah, I have, yeah.
I was going to say, like the minute they can be stark naked they are and they're running around, you just, like, give up on it, and you're like, screw it. Run around.
Hey, you might be interested in this, Donnie. Did you happen to see or hear anything about the new Hulk Hogan documentary on Netflix?
I saw it. I didn't mess with it.
I have no idea.
You're not going to watch it?
I have not heard about it. I don't know about it. I want to know about it.
I think I might need to watch it after some of the stuff that I heard, though.
Yeah, a lot of the clips that came out, I mean, about fentanyl. And okay, so I've gone through one.
Well, he was doing fent.
Oh, my gosh. It was
it's a lot that
people. Major.
Really,
it's major.
He's lucky.
Like, they found out he had, like, leukemia or whatever before he died. That's probably what they're saying he died of. He ended up having, like, leukemia and some other illnesses and whatnot. Hogan was in bad shape, man.
Yeah, he had four, and he did a neck surgery. They said he kind of did a voluntary neck surgery that just really didn't go well for him, and that's where he went downhill, according to the documentary. But episodes 1 through 3 I've watched. I have not watched 4. 4 is where it all comes crashing down on Hulk, and all the real bad stuff starts coming out. But 1, 2, and 3, if you watch those, man, you talk about a childhood, man, like memories coming back from, you know, just such a historic rise for the guy, and for it to end the way that it did is just absolutely incredible.
Okay, so, like, how did it end? Because I don't really remember. I do know that he went from being, like, Flintstone. He's like, come on, a little Hulkamaniacs, eat all your vitamins, and being, like, you know, blonde-haired Hulkamaniac, and he'd rip his shirt. And then he went to, like, the Hollywood Hogan where he put on a beard and he was, like, a bad dude. And then, like, his two children did some stupid reality TV show, and then it showed his – oh, I think he did a reality TV show with his wife and him and his kids.
That was the start of, like, their downfall as a family.
I was going to say, that, man, don't be bringing no damn cameras up in your crib, man. Unless you a Kardashian, and look at them. You know they all witches and devils. Look at Ray J. He's now gay. I watched the Shannon Sharp interview. Did you see that? He didn't admit to it, but he's like, I don't see people like that. Man, whatever you, man. Like, if you, never mind. Sorry. I somehow got off.
Are you talking about Ray J?
Yeah, Ray J. I saw that. Oh, you saw it with Shannon Sharp?
Like, Just answer the question. Why can't you answer the question? First of all, who cares, right?
Like, nobody cares.
Just answer it. Nobody cares. I think Was it Cam, wasn't it? Was it Cam Newton or Shannon Sharp?
I thought it was Sharp. It was
Cam Newton.
It was Cam.
Man, Cam is such a heel, man. Everything he does, he's just seems like a villain on a wrestling show or something.
Yes.
Which one did I see was Sharp then recently that was so good?
He was on Shannon
Sharp. He's got a couple crazy ones.
Oh, all I know is, anyway, the point was, as I was getting back to Hogan, that's where I got lost in reality TV. But yeah, they had the Brooke chick, and then you had the little Nick kid, and you had the mom.
Ultimately, that's what got him, bro.
And then he started cheating, I think, on the mom, and the kid was doing drugs or something. I don't know. The
kid had he was drag racing, and he killed
a car wreck.
His friend got killed. He had to go to jail for a little bit. They had a fallout. Brooke had a fallout with both of her parents. You know, it's just a whole big mess.
So basically, like, everything went really good, and then everything completely faltered.
Presumably, yeah, it was good, but
They caught him on tape, video recording or audio recording or something, in his house, being a racist.
Oh, did they catch him saying the hard R?
But yeah. Because Brooke was messing with a black dude or whatever the case, and he went off about that. And he also he had the sex tapes.
It makes me think I'm a nightmare walking psychopath. Well, talking.
I feel like
when he was dressed up as Hollywood Hogan, man, you better have been ready, buddy.
I feel like the sex tape wasn't really the issue.
Wait,
I think
who had a sex tape?
He had a sex tape scandal.
Whoa, get all caught up, Johnny, man. Hulk Hogan, brother.
His homie.
I went into Ray J and didn't even know that I had a correlation to Hogan.
The radio show guy. What was his name? Bubba the Love Sponge. Him and Hogan were good friends or whatnot. And he pretty much coerced and set up Hogan to bone his wife, pretty much.
What?
I think he allowed it.
Is that called cuckoo-doodle-doo?
There you go.
But I never knew that's what they were teaching us when they did Old MacDonald Had a Farm, cuck-a-doodle-doo. Like, that is terrible. Why are y'all teaching all those kids? Don't teach your kids that. By the way, Gay, man, I think he's listening. Again, I'm sorry. I'm so glad I got back in touch with you. Hope Myers is wonderful. Taylor is wonderful. And I'll tell you one thing. Gabe, I bet, he's big. He makes a big-ass kid. You know what I'm saying? Dustin, you might need to get in touch with Gabe. Tell him and Taylor to keep making kids. You have, like, the biggest, baddest wrestlers in the world. Just don't be like the Von Erichs. How'd that happen to one family, bro?
Cursed. This is hot take. Hot take here. I swear I thought that the Lawlers might follow in that same footstep because when Brian took his own life, Kevin. We had talked to Jerry, and even the Von Erichs came up in the conversation. So there for a little bit, it was very sad and scary, you know. And then nothing was ever talked about. This is the first time I've ever mentioned it. But, man, you mentioned the Von Erichs. You know, the Lawlers really struggled with Brian Pass.
Even stronger, the Grahams. Eddie Graham.
Oh, my God.
Their last name was Graham, too. They would do Memphis math real well.
Mike Graham.
I worked with one.
Check this. Eddie Graham, Mike Graham, Mike Graham's son, and Eddie Graham's father all committed suicide.
How many Grahams was that?
One of the Mike Grahams. Yeah.
That is. One of the Mike Grahams. Ball.
Different kind of Graham there, Johnny. But I worked with one of the Grahams in developmental, and that was in 2010. And so for me to hear that he took his own life, I was like, geez, I just worked with this guy. What?
Right.
You know, it was just, it hits you in a different way. Like, oh, wow, okay.
Right. And by the way,
I saw this guy.
Enneagram was so cold, he took himself out. He shot himself in the head and then died the first time. He had, it took two shots. He had to shoot himself.
He was tough enough to pull it twice?
He had to shoot himself twice.
Holy moly.
Dutch Mantel. Dutch Mantel was the only one that was in the building that day and heard it.
Dutch is slow, too, by the way. I didn't even know all that stuff. Jay Ham, he's kind
of
shocked me.
I watched a lot of wrestling pods, man.
I was going to say something about, like, I knew about, like, you know, I know about, like, you know, I told you about AA and NA and CA, the 12 steps, Bill W., Dr. Bob, all that
Cocaine's
stuff.
Cocaine's Anonymous.
Yeah, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, Bill W., the 12 steps. I was learning this week about Brendan, of course, you know, Soresby, who took all the money, $5 million from Texas Tech and been gambling and checked himself into the, basically, he checked himself into a rehab for gambling. I don't know how you treat that, but I do know that there is a suicide hotline out there. So if anybody ever thinks of something terrible, like seriously, find out what that number is. Do you know what it is?
I don't, but I could Google it.
You know what? I guess I should have done that. I got it. Look how fast my fingers work today. Oh, damn. It says Lifeline 9888.
Man, go to break.
Yeah, somebody cut him off. Give him the hook.
John, I think they used to sponsor it. That's that red line hotline, 800-889-9789.
Thank you very much. That's Darian Newsom right there, Channel 5 News. Make sure you watch it for Dustin Starr's Wrestling every Sunday. Don't touch the dial. We're back in two shakes. With a little Dustin Starr and a little more wrestling, then we get into a little baseball, a little bit of wood, and a lot of bets. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Jason Bonham's Let's
Add Him on the Line.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Skip, skip, up the road, up the school you go.
Don't be a bad boy, Johnny.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I am your buddy, Johnny Radio. And we were talking on the other side about some good things and some bad things. And somehow Bubba the Love Sponge came up because of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Because is that where he went hard R?
No, that's the sex tape.
The Bubba, sex tape he went hard R?
No, Bubba let Hogan bang his wife.
Oh, that's where McDonald had a farm. Cuck-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah,
and on this farm we had some cucks. Cuck-a-doodle-doo.
Hogan sued them people too and got his bread.
Wow, but Bubba the Love Sponge, I looked him up. What do you think the first thing that I saw on Bubba the Love Sponge
Hogan
pages?
Sex tape.
No. I guess he did a show this morning.
He's a radio show host.
Okay. I mean, it looked like it. His question was...
You know you got Dustin, right?
Oh, I forgot. Thank you. Well, this is a great question because I know he's a straight man. The question on Bubba the Love Sponge, today's top of his website says, if men date trannies, are you considering yourself gay? I just want to answer the question. Yes! Just because she's in a delusional state, I mean, he's in a delusional state and thinks he's a chick, doesn't make you not gay.
And if you don't think that you're not, then you're delusional as they are.
That was brought to you by not the views of Flynn Broadcasting, but the views of Johnny Radio himself. Dustin Starr.
Oh, boy.
And that definitely were brought to you by Dustin Starr. But I did look up Bubba the Love Sponge because I couldn't remember who he was, and that was the first thing I read. So it was fate.
Well, I think those guys were just two buddies. They had a falling out. I think Bubba set Hogan up a couple of times. I can't remember who recorded Hogan being
just
a racist,
don't have a
but I want to say
that
Bubba had something to do with that, didn't he?
Bubba died? I just saw a picture.
No, I think he had something to do with that, too, racist, like the video or the audio coming out. I think Bubba had something to do with that as well. I don't remember. But.
What a terrible name, Bubba the Love Sponge.
And I know that Bubba knew...
You can tell why he's a sponge. He's got a damn, turkey neck.
He got a real turkey neck. I think Bubba knew some of the details about Hogan before they got out, right before he died, too, as far as how sick he really was.
Gobble, gobble.
He do got the real, Thanksgiving.
He got that
turkey neck,
serious though. Turkey neck. Now, do you know what it is when the women waves and they have the arms wing? That's called double to elbow, triple to bat wing. If that girl flaps too much, waves too much, she's going to fly away. Yeah. Watch out.
Those are the women that you want to eat. When they cook, because they're going to throw that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, sorry, Dustin. Sorry I had to be on during the segment. Again, these are the views of John Harden and John Harden himself and Jay Ham, because he's a dirty mind. Now, back to the giving, loving Dustin Starr, who, by the way, always looks dapper, always does stuff for St. Jude, always is going out there and helping out high school sports teams. You really do a lot of community. Went over to Madonna Center and helped out my mom over there. That was really awesome. But
that was fun.
That was awesome. You've been doing all kinds of great stuff. But you know my man Jay Morgan Harder, who I forgot his name earlier. He wants to know what is coming down the pipe in the world of wrestling right now when he's talking the WWE after WrestleMania.
Man, there's a lot of good stuff. So you've got Jacob Fatu pretty much turning on his own bloodline and going head up against the OTC, Roman Reigns, for the championship. You also have a little bit of CM Punk and Cody Rhodes mixing it up. I think the fans are just boiling for Cody Rhodes to turn bad guy. Yep. And one of the internet reports is after he got his eye bashed up at WrestleMania, he had a plan to come out with an eye patch. Could you imagine Cody Rhodes with an eye patch? How much of a villain would he look like?
I mean, he looks like the Terminator, kind of.
Yeah, he's like, absolutely not. So, no, we can't put an eye patch on you, but I thought that would be cool. But I do think the fans are just waiting to see when Cody's going to turn. And if he does end up squaring off against CM Punk, it'll be pretty interesting to see who the fans go with. The fans might actually turn on Cody and cheer for CM Punk. Yeah. Of course, Randy Orton is still in the mix. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on. Danhausen. So you guys need to show Johnny a little bit of Danhausen and how Danhausen curses people and how this is a legit character on WWE and how he is in the top three in merchandise sales right now. He's brand new. He went literally been there 2 months.
So it proves that being an a-hole pays.
He went on First Take last week.
That's terrible.
And cursed Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, get the hell out of here, man.
If he could get LeBron next, that'd be great.
What's his name?
Danhausen. It's all one word. Danhausen.
Damn.
He came to Memphis 2 years ago. He was red hot then. I had no idea. I didn't really get it. You know, he was with AEW. He was selling a lot of merch. And I was like, who is this? Do people know who he is?
He looks Chris Angel, kind of.
Yeah.
He's a spinoff of Conan O'Brien, is what he is. He's a spinoff. He'll tell you that his character is based off of Conan O'Brien.
He funny as hell, too, John.
Mm-hmm. He sold every seat at the Wrestle Center. This was 2 years ago. Sold every seat at the Wrestle Center. Had a line at his merch table out the door. And I thought, wow. People like this guy? Because he's not like a big muscular dude. He's not even like a really good wrestler. He really rarely has wrestling matches. He just is funny and he curses people. He's the first wrestler to
trademark his
face paint. Why do
you think we take so many video pictures of Karens and stuff and put them online? Because they're hilarious.
He's top three merchandise sales right now. He's the first wrestler that trademarked his face paint. Actually, there's a cool story where Sting approached him and said, hey, how did you do that? And so now Sting has his face paint trademark, so nobody can copy it because of Danhausen.
Damn. I loved Sting, too.
Me, too.
He was actually on AEW a couple weeks ago. When you're Sting, you're not stung. You're not stinging. You're just Sting. You're always Sting. That's kind of tough.
If you grew up with the name Sting, I bet you people would call you Stink.
No.
You know how kids make fun of people? They'll call you Stink.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of Sting.
Kids are rough. I think kids kids on camera are also great. And by the way, I had another question for you. What do you think about, because I'm opening up the LPL when I get a chance, the Little People's League. And I'm trying to get all like 600,000 dwarfs out there to come and live to Memphis so we can open up an amazing league. But what do you think about if I also do like a little bit where you know how like people like when they have a wedding reception, they like the mini bar? And you have a little tiny bar with like three little midgets making your drinks.
I went to Muck Sticky over the weekend, and he had a little guy on stage named Hollywood, and he was singing and doing his thing. So we could call Muck Sticky and see if we could borrow him.
I think that's a good idea. I would like to go down with a posse of my little people, especially with the fact that Wu-Tang Clan and Ice Cube were going to be here on a Saturday.
As long as you bring them to the Wrestle Center, because we would love to have all of you
there. On Sunday?
Yeah, if you've got little people with you especially, bring them with you.
All right, Sunday, you'll be at the Wrestle Center with the Boogie Woogie Man?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Dustin, tell everybody where they can find you, how to get tickets, and then say goodbye to the wonderful people and go have fun taking
care
of
your
children.
It's very easy. Brother, even if you forget the website, all you got to do is type in Memphis Wrestling into Google. We come up right at the top. You'll see videos. You'll see episodes. We got Eugene on TV this weekend. Brian Keith's on TV this weekend, and then you can come see us live, MemphisWrestling.tv. I love you, Memphis. Thank you, Johnny.
You are the man. That is Dustin Starr, pimp player. Straight up, actually, no, he's just a good dude, to be honest with you. I'm surprised he comes on my show. Now we got Whore. Hey! Heard that before. That's what she said. Back in two shakes, talking a little baseball, giving you some wood and bet. Sports 56.
Sports in all the wrong places. Try the Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill in Lakeland's Town Square. Fun, exciting, friendly, and comfortable with wall-to-wall TVs.